This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. International mediators are hoping to kickstart stalled ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas with a new round of talks meant to finally clinch a deal between the sides. But the chances of a breakthrough appear slim. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
International mediators are hoping to kickstart new ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, but chances of success appear slim. The new talks are expected to take place on Thursday, as both sides have mulled over an international backed proposal for more than 2 months. The indirect talks have not advanced substantively during that time and sticking points remain. New terms put forward have complicated progress and Hamas has yet to say outright whether it will participate in the new round. Meanwhile, the fighting in Gaza rages on. The hostages continue to languish in captivity and fears of an all-out regional war involving Iran and one of its regional proxies, Hezbollah, have surged. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine has the right to defend itself and thus conduct a military operation in Russia's Kursk region, said Finnish Prime Minister Petri Orpo.
Russia has started its illegal aggression against Ukraine almost 3 years ago. Every day they attack against Ukrainian people, cities, hospitals, schools, infrastructure. And that's why I think that Ukraine has the right to self-defense. And it's clear that they can do their operation in Kursk.
Backed by Estonia's prime minister, the two spoke at a press conference in Helsinki on Wednesday.
From our view, we support the Ukrainian fight for freedom. Every way we can, we fully support Ukraine in different operations to liberate their country and to achieve the victory. And yes, to be honest, on my personal level, I wish them luck.
Thousands of Ukrainian troops ran through the Russian border on August 6th in the Kursk region. This is VOA News. On Wednesday, Justice Juan Merchan declined for a third time to step aside from the case in which former president and current Republican nominee Donald Trump was convicted of charges involving hush money paid to a porn star, dismissing the former U.S. president's claim of conflict of interest related to political consultancy work by the judge's daughter. Sentencing for Trump is due to take place on September 18th. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters in Tokyo on Wednesday that he will not run for re-election as leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. More from Reuters correspondent Leila Sharok-Shohi.
Kishida is Japan's eighth longest-serving post-war leader.
The most obvious first step to show that the Liberal Democratic Party will change is for me to step aside. I will not run for the upcoming presidential election.
His exit triggers a contest to replace him as president of the party and, by extension, become the leader of the world's fourth biggest economy. Kishida's public support has been sliding due to revelations about the LDP's ties to the controversial Unification Church and unrecorded political donations made at party events. However, the prime minister has also faced public discontent over stagnant wages as Japan's cost of living soars.
That was Reuters' Leila Sharok-Shahi. The Taliban are celebrating their third year as rulers of Afghanistan at a former United States air base. A grand military parade Wednesday at Bagram, once the center of America's war to unseat the Taliban, saw senior cabinet figures laud their administration's achievements. The parade was the Taliban's grandest and most defiant since regaining control of the country in August 2021. Forecasters with the United States National Weather Service says Tropical Storm Ernesto will evolve into a hurricane by early Wednesday morning. Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi activated the island's National Guard Tuesday and urged people to stay indoors.
We are particularly warning tourists and our own population to stay away from the ocean. Ocean conditions, particularly in the north and the eastern part of Puerto Rico, are going to be very dangerous.
At the last report, the storm was about 65 kilometers north of San Juan, Puerto Rico, carrying maximum sustained winds of 110 kilometers an hour on a path towards Bermuda. Ernesto is the fifth named storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOAnews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.